刚刚 Joseph 说这边的场地被教会使用。
Joseph said that temple is using this space this afternoon.
你知道他们用来干嘛吗？
You know what they use the space for?
VBS.
VBS 就是暑期圣经学日。
Vacation Bible School.
他们今年主题你知道什么吗？
What was their theme this year?
他们说一部船触礁了。
There's a ship that's in shipwreck.
Shipwreck.
表示说船出了事。
An accident happened in the ship.
所以这上面的人，主耶稣来救他们。
Jesus will come to rescue them.
你知道这小孩子学的东西有多么的深入吗？
You know, even this lesson for children are so profound.
这里面有五个重点。
There are five important points there.
他说当你非常孤单的时候，
He said, when you are lonely,
神会来救你。
God can come to rescue you.
当你很忧愁的时候，
when you are anxious,
神会来救你。
God will be there.
当你在挣扎无助的时候，
when you are struggling in helplessness,
主耶稣也来救你。
Jesus can come to rescue you.
有时候你做错事情，
when you did something wrong,
没办法回转了，
when you cannot turn around,
主耶稣基督也来救你。
Jesus will still come to rescue you.
当你真的无力的时候，
when you are completely helpless,
完全没有办法改变的时候，
when you cannot change yourself anymore,
主耶稣基督来救你。
Jesus will still come to rescue you.
哇，我一看这些孩子们，
when I see that lesson plan,
他们所学的东西是这样子的深入。
What they are learning are actually very profound.
对你我来讲是一个鼓励。
For us is a great encouragement.
因为我们知道，当你孤独的时候是非常非常无奈的。
When we are in loneliness, there's not much we can do.
当你在担忧的时候、忧愁的时候，你的心情是没办法拯救回来的。
When you are anxious, you don't seem to be able to turn your mood around.
当你在挣扎无助的时候，也是非常无力的。
When you are struggling, very often you are in help.
甚至当你开始有做错事情，你有心中有任何愧疚的时候。
When you feel sorry and when you do something wrong,
你谁来救你呢？
Who is going to come to rescue you?
然后当你真正软弱无力的时候，
When you are in complete helplessness,
神来救你。
God will come to rescue you.
所以这些孩子们，
For these children,
我建议你们父母或者是成人都应该去了解一下他们学什么东西。
I encourage all you to participate in that vacation Bible school.
他们有很简单的经文。
They use very simple scripture.
一个很简单的故事，圣经故事。
Very simple Bible story.
然后借一些诗歌。
Using some hymns.
就把这些孩子们带到主的面前。
They can bring all these to God.
使得孩子们借一个礼拜的时间。
So within one week.
他们就知道原来在这种情况之下可以找主耶稣。
So that the children can realize they can always come to look for Jesus Christ.
可以跟神祷告。
They can pray to Him.
然后从神那边得到任何的帮助。
So they can receive help from Him.
今天我们的信息主题是祷告为蒙垂听时。
The topic of our sermon today is when our prayer is not answered.
说句真话，跟这个暑期圣经学院是有关系。
Actually, it's somehow related to the theme of the issue.
所以我建议你们有空的话，看一下这些孩子们学的那五点是什么东西。
Look into the lesson plan for vacation Bible school.
因为这个时代我们越来越忙碌。
Because we are living in a very busy time.
而且忙得你自己都喘不过气来。
We have no time for anything.
更不要说你生活的压力。
We are living under high pressure.
很多事情要突破。
We have to break through.
甚至于。在这个环境里面，要去了解这个环境的变化。
We want to see what is going around us.
我们今天有很多年轻人。
So many young people are here today.
他们往前走，比我们以前的脚步更快。
They are moving ahead way faster pace than what we experienced before.
现在资讯发达。
Now the information is so prevalent.
人类的文明好像进步很多。
Human progress are moving very fast.
可是这些的进步。
All these progress
让人的脚步更快
force us to move faster
压力更大
experience more pressure
连半夜睡觉的时候
a lot of people cannot sleep at night
你们的手机可能很多东西会进来
your phone must be ringing
所以没法喘气
so that there's no time for pause.
所以我每一位都要注意我们的孩子们。
I ask you to look over your children.
他们更需要主耶稣。
They need Jesus Christ even more.
主的脚步近。
Because the Lord is near.
真是是一个实际的情况。
And because this is the reality we are facing.
当我们看到这些资讯进步的时候
As we look at all these progress,
这些网络的快速
the internet, the speed of the internet,
手机的方便
our iPhones,
人跟人的关系应该接近才对
people should become closer
可是据调查
But according to the research,
这些网络的速度加快
the internet speed increase,
资讯的广阔
the information become more available,
使得人跟人的关系反而更冷漠。
Human relationships actually become more remote.
人跟人见面的机会更少。
You have no chance to meet another person.
甚至跟你最亲密的人。
Even people who are close to us.
亲密的谈话的时间都没有。
They have no time for private talk.
常常父母跟孩子通话。
Very often the parents talk with the children.
只用短讯才可以联系得上。
They use a short message.
连电话都他们不太接。
They don't even answer phones anymore.
住在家里面。
When you are stay home.
楼下跟楼上通话。
You call upstairs.
大概不是走上去跟他讲话。
Sometimes you walk out.
你大概送一个短讯。
To send your parent a message.
才有机会可以跟他讲到话。
That's the only time you communicate.
你上去敲门，他不见得开门。
Even if you go up there, knock on the door, they may not open the door.
你打电话，他也不接。
They may not answer your phone.
因为这些孩子们同时要接五六个东西。
Because there are too many phone calls coming in.
只有短讯他才可以看到是什么。
They can only read their short messages.
这个就是我们现在的时代。
This is our time.
如果你们想，我们想跟孩子们建立美好的关系。
If we are to build a closer relationship with our children.
跟你边上的人建立美好的关系。
With a closer relationship with people around you.
那真要做祷告。
We really need to pray more.
有一位诗人这样说
A poet say
他说人生最喜乐的一件事情
The greatest joy in life
就是可以跟你爱你的人
Is to be able to commune with the people you love
也是特别了解你的人
People who know you
可以好好沟通的话
And you can communicate with them
可以把你的心思意念跟他分享的话
And you can share your soul with them
那是最满足的一样事情
That's one of the most satisfied human experience.
你们觉得是吗
Is that true?
甚至于五分钟都是非常便宜的
Even in 5 minutes are precious.
假设可以跟这一位可以好好谈一个钟头两个钟头整天在一起那真是不得了的好事
You can talk and commune with the one you love is so precious.
我们的祷告就是跟我们的父神沟通
When we pray, we are commune to talking to our Heavenly Father.
这位父神就是最了解我们
The Father who knows you the most,
也是最爱我们。
The one that loves you the most,
更超过这些。
Way beyond anything,
他知道我们的未来。
He knows our future,
他知道我们的人生的意义。
He knows the purpose for our life,
他知道我们的目标是在哪里。
He knows where we should go,
他知道我们以后的家乡在哪里。
He knows our final home,
甚至于他在边上要保护你。
He is always there to protect us.
他手牵了手，希望带着你走一条非常顺利、有福的道路。
He wants to hold our hand and lead us into a level path.
你希望跟这一位爱你的神祷告吗
？Should you pray to the Father who loves you?
今天这个信息就是跟这有关系。
This is my message for you today.
刚刚讲到 VBS 五个需要神拯救的重点。
VBS talk about five things that God rescue us.
是不是你我在生活上都需要
This is something that every one of us needs.
每一样都需要祷告的
We need to pray on everything.
因为借着祷告你可以了解神的计划
Because through prayer we can understand God's purpose.
借着祷告你可以把你的需要告诉神
We can also tell God our needs.
虽然神都知道
Even though he already knows.
可是借着这个沟通
But through the prayer.
把你的感受可以调整到一个正确的地方
You can begin to adjust your thought according to his will.
这样讲起来应该跟神祷告是非常喜乐的事情
That's why to pray is a joyous experience
这节经文我们都很熟悉
That verse everybody are very familiar
我们再念一遍好吗
Let's pray, let's read together
等一下完了以后是不是用英文念
Yeah
OK 我们先用中文再用英文
你们祈求就给你们寻找就寻见叩门 就给你们开门，因为凡求求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。你们中间谁有儿子求饼，敢给他石头呢？求雨，敢给他蛇呢？
And ask, it will be given to you. Seek, and you will be, you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks, receives. He who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks,the door will be opened. Which of you, if his son asks for a bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake?
这几节经文跟我们说，神要把最好的给我
们。This verse tells us God will give us the best.
而且是一个应许。
That is a promise.
当我们祈求、寻找、叩门。
When you ask, when you seek, when you knock,
他就给我们，给我们寻见，给我们开门。
He will let you find, you will be given, you will be given, you, the door will be opened.
因为他的心意就是这个意思。
Because that was his heart.
而且他把最好的给我们。
He wants to give us his best.
所以这个祈求、寻找、叩门。
That's why ask, seek, and knock.
这个英文正好加在一起是每一个字母就变成 ASK.
Stand up to the left, ask.
所以这个是一个非常典范的一个祷告的经文。
That is standard, standard for our prayer.
我们要跟神祷告就是 A S K.
When we pray, we use A S K.
当我们开始祈求、寻找、祷告的时候
，When you ask, you seek, and you pray.
神的心意把最好的给我们。
God will reveal His heart for us.
所以你发现，当我们祷告的时候，寻找。祈求叩门是一个好像连在一起的一些动作。
When you ask, you seek, you knock, they are all related.
比如说你在祈求中，你开始在寻找。
When you ask, you will begin to seek.
在寻找中，你开始叩门。
When you are seeking, you will begin to knock on the door.
当你开始叩门的时候，你发现又要开始祈求。
When you knock on the door, you will begin to ask him again.
当你这样跟一个爱你的，而且最了解你的沟通是多么的甜美。
To do all this with someone who you love is such a sweet experience.
这就是神的心意，要把最好的给我。
That is God's heart for us. He wants to give us His best.
可是问题来了。
But this is problem.
你我祷告的时候
，Very often when we pray,
你有马上得到神的答复吗
？Do we receive an instant response?
当你在祷告的时候，你马上就得到神的应许吗？
Do you receive a promise from him right away?
还是说有的时候好像还发现神并没有在听你
？Very often do you find that God don't seem to be listening?
甚至你有时候心中会想神到底在哪
？And you wonder what is he there?
你在这样子的困难之中，神怎么没有回答你
？I'm in such difficulty. Why does not he respond?
在那个环境你那么需要突破，怎么神没有给你帮助
？When I need a breakthrough, how come no help come along?
当你在最孤独的时候，怎么边上好像神并没有跟你同在
？When I'm so lonely, I do not feel His company.
甚至于当你觉得你有些事情做错了，需要更改的时候，好像也没有力量。
When I feel I need to change, I feel I have no strength.
当你开始忧愁，越来越忧愁的时候
，Have you become more anxious?
心中有没有得到平安
？Do you receive peace?
这就是我们今天要讨论的。
These are the questions I want to discuss with you.
为什么爱你的主，尤其最认识你的主
？How come the God that we love who love you?
当你在祷告，怎么好像他没有听到
？Very often we don't seem to hear a response from him.
所以我把这题目变成是祷告未蒙垂听时。
That's why my message is when the prayer is not answered.
当一个祷告还没有被蒙垂听的时候。
When our prayer has not been answered,
可能有几种情况。
It could be several reasons.
因为你要求的东西是错的东西，神不要给你。
Could be the thing we are asking for is the wrong thing. God will not give it to us.
可能正好是神要最好的东西给你，可是时间还没到。
Maybe God want to give you the best, but not now.
或者神说，哎，你求的是对的。
Maybe you are asking the right thing.
可是神用不同的方式，更好的方法来回应你。
But God responds to you in a different way that you would not expect.
不管怎么样
whatever that is,
当这种三种可能的情况之下
Under all these three possibilities
当你祷告的时候
When you pray
你总是觉得祷告还没有被成就
You always feel that God is not answering you
是吗你我有这种同样的情况吗
We all have this common experience
那到底神为什么这样子
Why is God behave that way
如果在祷告还没有垂听的时候
If he did not hear our prayer
这目的是什么
What was his reason
神既然要把最好的给我们
If he is to give us his best
那为什么要熬炼我们
Why is he training us
这中间的目的又是什么
What was his reason
我们的心态应该如何
How should we our attitude be
这过程中间我们应该怎么样才能够得到谁最好的给我们
How in that process we can do the right thing
所以我们今天就从三个点来思考这个过程
So we're going to start from three main points
首先我们必须要认识祷告到底是
First What is prayer
然后再发现祷告里面有神的恩典在其中
And then we see the blessing of prayer.
然后我们来操练如何祷告。
And then discipline ourselves for prayer.
原来神把最好的给我们。
So that we can receive God's best.
当我们接着祷告，他把最好的应许给我们的时候。
So that as we pray, we will receive His best.
连在等候神应许的这个空间。
Even while we waiting for His response.
这个时间。
Those time.
都是神最大的恩典。
Will be a blessing.
如果今天我们了解这一点。
If we can come to understand that.
发现原来祷告是神把最好的
给我们。Prayer is the way that God gave us his best.
包括在中间等候的时
候。Even while you are waiting.
首先我们来思想一下到底祷告是什么。
So what is prayer?
第一点它是拣选了近前的信徒们后裔来祷告。
God had chosen the pious people's prayer.
所以我相信所有祷告从真心祷告的弟兄姊妹
Those who pray to God in true heart
一定
They will
是神所拣选
They are people who are being elected by God
我刚开始信主的时候我不太喜欢祷告
When I just became a Christian I really do not like to pray
也不太知道怎么祷告
I actually did not know how
原因是因为我不知道到底祷告是什么意思
Because I don't know what is prayer.
它的目的是什么
？What was the purpose for praying?
祷告中神不是都知道的事情，为什么还要跟他讲
？In God already know everything I needed.
后来慢慢了解，那是神他拣选的人才会祷告。
And gradually I get to know that only people who elected will pray to God.
圣经很早的卷创世纪
，In the book of Genesis，
就讲到人类。
It talk about humankind.
一直到了一个神近前的族出现的时候。
Until the tribe of pious devoted people appear.
那时候一位叫以诺士的才开始祷告。
Started time of Enoch.
那时候因为亚伯被赛特谋杀了之后。
One of the brothers killed the other one. Cain and Abel.
Yeah, Cain and Abel. 然后赛特呢生了一个孩子
Cyrus is a son
叫以诺士
Enos
赛特就是来取代亚伯
Enos is the son born after Cain Abel
所以神拣选了他的近前的后裔
God elected his descendants
然后他知道需要开始跟神求告
He began to pray to God
所以我们先首先知道原来祷告是神赐给我们一个权柄
Now we got to realize that prayer is the prerogative God given to us
是神他拣选了他的儿女们来祷告
Because he has chosen you so that you can pray
然后就是祷告要祷告一下下不去了需要没有重新祷告因为我这个 PowerPoint 下不去了没有关系啊哦来哦跳了很多了好那我们这样子打开这样好了这个地方显然有点问题好我们可以这个今天读的经文记得吧以西结书
In the book of Ezekiel
OK 请 Amy 哈把以西结的35章36到37节打开
turn to the scripture on Ezekiel chapter 36.
好，我们如果没有，我们打开圣经也可以。
Or we can just turn to our scripture.
以西结书的三十五章的三十六到三十七节。
The book of Ezekiel.
Okay. 我看你们出来了。好。这样我请 Joseph， 因为有需要英文嘛啊，所以我们这样子好了。你们先打开，出来了，再来一个，看看，再一页，再一页，好，再来一页，好 ，OK， 好 ，OK， 在这里啊，好的，好，我们一起来念一下这经文，上面有，谢谢，来。
This is what the sovereign Lord says. Once again, I will yield to Israel's plea and to be and to do for them. I will make them make their people as numerous as the sheep, as numerous as the flock for the offering at Jerusalem during her appointed festival. So will the ruined city be filled with flock of people. Then they will know that I am the Lord.
所以在这个三十七节里面说
，In verse 37 says，
神他这样说的
，This is what the Lord says。
所以这些事情都是神发动的
，These are initiated by God。
他说我要加增以色列家的人数
，I will make them as numerous，
而且是多如羊群
，as numerous as the sheep。
这是神早就要做的事情
，This is the thing that God will do。
可是他没有直接做。他要某些人要必为这事向我求问
Many of them will first pray to him
然后他要替他们成就
And then he will yield to their plea
那我们来思想一下
Let's think about this
神创造人之后
How God created man
他早就说要我们生养众多记得
He want us to multiply
可是那时候神还没有选出来他所谓他的敬虔的后裔
But at that time, God did not have this elected people, chosen people.
后来一直到亚伯兰的时候
，until Abraham，
到那时候神跟他立约
，God have a covenant with him.
那因此神就跟他说，要他的后裔要多如天上的星星。
God tell Abraham that your descendants will be as numerous as the sand of the sea.
所以神要他的敬虔后裔加增
God want his chosen people to multiply
比天上星星还多多如羊群
as numerous as the stars in the sky
这是神早就要定
this is what God has in mind in the beginning
然后在以西结书借着先知给我们再讲清楚
and then again he mentioned it in the book of Ezekiel
他说这些人会为这件事情跟他祷告的
that all these people will plead to him for this thing
然后他要成就这件事情
And then he will do it for them
然后再看下面一节耶路撒冷
And then in the Jerusalem
在首节做祭物所献的羊群怎么多
There will be as numerous as the sheep in the appointed festival
照样荒凉的城邑必被人群充满
And the ruined city will be filled with people
后面是什么一起念最后一句他们就知道我是耶和华
And then they will know I'm the Lord
所以我们来思想这两节经文
Let's think about these two verses
祷告是神发动的
First God initiated the prayer
然后人祷告
Then people pray
然后最后神要这些祷告的人认识主耶稣基督耶和华
So that people get to know the Lord the Lord Jesus Christ
事情神早要成就
他 want to accomplish these things
可是这些被神所拣选祷告的人
but these who are chosen to pray
他们最后当神成就的时候他们认识了神
after God accomplish what he want to do they know God
所以祷告再重新思想一下
as we pray, think about prayer
祷告的最终目的。
The final purpose for prayer.
是让祷告的人认识神。
So that people who pray will come to know Him.
当然，事情的成就是很重要。
The thing to be accomplished is are important.
对一个祷告的人来讲，他很急，很硬需要神来成就的。
Especially people who are making the prayer.
可是当神是发动的祷告。
But the prayer was actually initiated by God.
他一定成就。
He will accomplish.
只是这些祷告的人。
Is that people who are praying?
就认识了神。
So that in the end they will know Him.
所以当他们开始献祭的时候，祷告的时候。
As they begin to pray.
就是在祷告还没有垂听的时候。
Because the prayer has not been answered.
所以你我如果认识这一点的话。
Once you get to realize that.
当我们在祷告中发现很多事情神还没有回答。
As you pray, God doesn't seem to be responding.
不要失望。
Do not be disappointed.
不要沮丧。
Do not be frustrated.
也不要把神放下去找别的帮助。
Or do not forsake God to seek other help.
因为神叫我们在献祭祷告的时候寻求他怜悯。
Because there is a reason for God.
比如说举个例子，这个还是不行啊。
Let me give you another example.
Okay. All right. 我们请念一下以赛亚书五十六章的第七节来。
来这样。
好，我们以这个来思想一下。
Let's think about this verse.
神说最后神的殿。
He said my temple.
成为万民祷告的殿。
Will be a prayer, a house of prayer.
会教会祷告的人数多吗？
Are there a lot of people praying in your church?
有没有万民大家都来这边祷告？
People come together to pray.
可能祷告会是有，是不是？
I'm sure you have a prayer meeting.
可是神说还继续要祷告。
God said we must continue to pray.
有一天会充满的人。
Because the prayer meeting will be filled with people.
所以我们要为教会祷告的人数增加祷告。
So we must pray for the number of people coming to prayer meeting.
等到有一天神成就的时候，你发现哇，原来神是这样子的一个成就事情的时候。
So when the day what God accomplished, anything you pray, you can understand what how God is.
所以现在就来祷告，这些祷告的人会认识神。
So people who pray, they will get to know God.
而且当他祷告的时候，他会献祭，对不对？
As you bring your offering in your prayer.
意思就是说你自己把自己献上，当做活祭，叫做燔祭。
Because you're going to give yourself as a living sacrifice.
献平安祭是跟神和好的祭。
A sacrifice of peace offering.
同时，你的赎罪祭也是把你的罪孽摆上，求神赦免。
Also your prayer of redemption.
而且他应许有殿中的喜乐。
God promised He will fill you with joy.
所以当我们来祷告的话。
When we come together to pray,
你心中会充满的喜乐。
You will experience joy.
你会空空的来，满满的回去。
You may come empty, but you will go back filled.
事情可能还没有成就。
Even if the things are not accomplished.
可是你得到神的应许。
But you will have received God's promise.
有一天。
One day.
当神成就的时候。
When God accomplished what He promised.
你会感谢赞美神。
You will be filled with thanksgiving.
而且认识了这位神。
You will come to know Him.
所以这节经文。
That's why this verse.
是要我们为祷告而祷告。
God wants us to pray so that we can pray.
有一天会充满的敬虔的人在殿中祷告。
That the temple will be filled with people who are praying.
我记得二零零一年。
I remember in the year 2001.
当九月十一号。
When September 11 happened.
世贸中心被飞机炸垮下来的时候，那个之后的一个主日
，The Sunday following，
我们教会的停车场都停不进车。
Our church parking lot was filled.
大家都来聚会。
Everybody come to church.
来求告神。
Everybody come to seek Him.
那个礼拜的祷告会。
That the prayer meeting that week.
我也是从来没看到那么多人在那边祷告。
I never see so many people come.
可是我们不必等到有灾难才来祷告。
Don't wait until disaster to pray.
我们不必在事情发生之后才来祷告。
Don't pray after something bad happens.
我们可以现在就开始会祷告了。
We should begin to pray now.
所以我们今天来思想一下，原来祷告也是神发动的。
We realize that prayer is initiated by God.
当人祷告，神来成就。
People pray and God will accomplish.
使得我们去认识神。
So that in the end we will come to know Him.
所以在任何时候祷告的时候。
Every time when we pray.
是我们自己生命跟神生命的一种彰显。
Is a, we are building a relationship with God.
所以祷告不是说强迫逼就会祷告的。
You cannot force yourself to pray.
而是信徒们借着神的话语的教导，慢慢成长，他自然会祷告。
He says that you grow in the God, you will want to pray.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们彼此勉励，好好的在神的话语上建造，你祷告的心自然会出来。
That's why we should grow ourselves in the Word of God. Then you will want to pray.
当然，有些弟兄姊妹不习惯祷告。
Many of us are not used to pray.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们好好把他带进来，慢慢让他习惯一些形式上的。
We must first invite them to come.
所以
formally.
当这样子，当祷告会祷告兴旺的时候。
When the prayer meeting becomes prosperous.
也是一种表示弟兄姊妹们的生命越来越丰盛。
It also begins to show the abundance of our life.
所以我们来思想一下祷告的恩典。
So what are some of the blessings that come from prayer?
当祷告还没有被蒙垂听的时候。
Even before God answered the prayer.
实际上是一个祷告中间的恩典的时刻。
That is a time of blessing.
常常我们会问神啊，你在哪里？
Very often we ask God, are you there?
甚至有时候在相当的沮丧的时候。
Especially in the time of great frustration.
无助的时候。
In a time of helplessness.
孤单的时候
in your time of loneliness,
甚至于需要有人来安慰的时候
when you are seeking comfort,
记得我刚讲 VBS 的五个拯救
Remember the five rescues in the VBS lessons
主耶稣基督会拯救
He, Jesus Christ will come to rescue
借着祷告你就会得到中间的平安跟喜乐
Through the prayer you will experience His answer and His joy
所以当你的祷告还没有被垂听的时候
While your prayer is not yet answered
你可能会问神你在哪
You might ask God, are you there?
你可能会问神，你在听吗？
Are you listening?
神说我在听。
But God answered, I am here.
神说我就在你边上。
I am by your side.
我们就要开始思考。
We must begin to meditate.
神在过程中间要我们做什么？
What does one to God want to teach us?
总共有三点，我们来思想一下。
There are three points I want you to think.
第一点是神在培养我们真正祷告的心态。
God wants to teach us to have the right way to pray.
第二是神借着这段时间来破碎我们。
So in that time, God can begin to break us down.
更新建造我们。
So He can renew and rebuild us.
把我们信心成熟起来。
So that our faith will become mature.
然后在等候中。
So in us we wait.
哇，我们的信心建造像一个比真金还要。宝贝不会损坏的一种心。
So our faith will build up more precious than gold.
所以当我们在这个过程等候的时候
，As we wait for God's answer，
不要失望抱怨。
Do not be despair. Do not complain.
反而是一个祷告的恩典时刻。
But in fact, that was a time that it can be a time of blessing.
当我们在想神啊，你在哪？
When you ask God, are you there?
你真的在听我的祷告吗？
Are you listening to my prayer?
把它变成。
Turn that
你祷告真正祷告的心态
into your right heart of prayer
然后把你的老我破碎
so that we can begin to put away our old self
很多一开始的祷告是你老我的祷告
very often we start with a very selfish prayer
是你自己想要的东西
thing that we wanted for ourselves
可能并不是神计划中的事情
it may not be according to God's plan
或者是你所要的方法
Maybe the way you want to receive it.
神说要另外一种更好的方法。
God may have another way to provide.
所以神需要破碎我们那些老我的思潮。
So very often God to break down the old self.
再重新建造。
And then rebuild us.
最后信心建造起来。
And then build up our faith.
首先我们来首先思想一下真正祷告者的心态。
So what is the right attitude of prayer?
真正祷告的心态是当你在祷告的时候。
The right attitude is when you pray.
你开始会觉得啊需要祷告
you begin with a strong need to pray
然后越跟神亲近
as you become closer to God
你的心态会觉得神啊我真的需要你帮助
your heart begin to feel a strong need for Him.
因为我必须投靠神。
Because you realize you need to depend on Him.
我的好处不在你以外。
Everything good comes from Him.
必须完全仰赖这位神。
That we can only solely rely on Him.
当你的祷告慢慢慢这种心态开始产生的时候
，As you begin to get into the right attitude.
你心中不再是求各种不同的选择。
You do not no longer ask for various choice.
不是小心的看哦，明天说不定会更好。
Hoping for maybe can better tomorrow.
而是你专注在神的面前。
But you look solely on Him.
你越来越觉得你祷告的心态是只有这位神可以帮助你。
And your attitude will be only God alone.
你自己没办法做成。
And nothing you can do of yourself.
你边上的帮助都不存在。
That all the help around you are gone.
只能向山举目。
You can only look up to the mountain.
你的帮助是从神那里的。
That then comes your help.
当你的心态慢慢培养成功。
As your attitude are changing.
这是神开始要垂听的。
That's the beginning of God's answer.
因为当你有这种心态的时候。
With that attitude,
当神成就的时候
God will begin to accomplish His work.
你确定是神在帮你
You're going to be sure it is God who is doing the work.
我们的好处不在他以外
Because no good thing comes outside of God.
所以那时候所成就的是最好的事情
Because God will do His best for us.
我自己试过几次到那个心态时候的祷告
I have experienced several of these attitude myself.
我确信是神在帮我
I realize that I'm sure God doing the work in me.
我确信那是最好的功能。
And I know God is doing His best.
那是最好的结果。
Because that will bring the best result.
我就一个感恩和赞美的心。
All I can do is be thanksgiving.
我就认识了这位神。
I begin to realize who He is.
可是这个心态，你必须要在神的面前谦卑一下。
Is that attitude start with a humble heart?
如果你还是觉得神是一个很好的帮助
，You To God are just a good helper.
边上还有很多其他帮助你可以找来。
One of many other possibilities.
那个时候神不会给你最好的帮助。
God will not give you His best answer.
因为神要成就，不是为了成就事情。
God is not to accomplish things that you wanted.
要我们认识神。
But in the end, so that we can get to know Him more.
对，你我有没有看到这一点？他不是真的要成就，他为了帮你成就最好的事情。
He wants to accomplish what is best for you.
可当他成就的时候
，When he accomplishes them,
你真正认识他。
You will know him better.
如果神成就
，Once God has accomplished his work,
你我没有好好的有这个祷告的心态去求神
，If we are full without the proper attitude,
我相信你我不会感恩。
We may not be thankful.
你我也不会赞美神。
You may not praise him.
你我也不认识他。
You still do not know him.
所以这是一个很重要的一个过程。
That's why it is a very important process.
所以你我有时候祷告的时候
，As we come to pray，
有时候是流泪祷告。
When you pray in tears，
那个流泪不是感情的一种流泪。
Tears that come from your emotion，
而是当你在求的时候。
But when you pray，
你知道这位神真爱你。
You realize God loves you indeed。
这位是你的创造主。
He is our creator。
他知道你的未来。
He knows your future.
他要把这个塑造的艺术品
He wants to build into an amazing art.
成为一个神计划中最美的一个艺术品
A world that God has in mind for you.
所以我们第一步要把这个心态把它建立起来
That's why we must start with the right attitude.
我有时候到你们周三的祷告会
Sometimes join your Wednesday prayer meeting.
我非常喜欢前面的那段诗歌的一种赞美。
I really enjoy your time of praise.
然后借着这些赞美，大家认罪悔改。
Through the praise song, we can begin to repent.
慢慢借着分享，开始培养祷告的心态。
And then through our sharing, we begin to have the right attitude.
下次我们再来试试看。
Let's we'll try that again.
让我们真的把这个心态。真正建造起来。
As we come with a proper attitude,
这个祷告就不用。
Your prayer will be different.
而且神的祝福、神的恩典就是那段时刻。
And God's blessing will come in time.
所以从这个角度看
，From that point of view,
第一个祷告未蒙垂听的时候
，When your prayer is not answered,
我们把我们的心态调整好。
First, we adjust our attitude.
这是第一个祷告的恩典。
This is the first blessing of prayer.
第二，我们要破碎。
Second, we must be be broken.
自己破碎自己是不可能。
We cannot break ourselves.
过去有太多时候说啊，我做错了，不要再，以后绝对不如此。
Sometimes we say that we would never want to do that again.
你就发现罗马书第七章讲，第七章讲的完全正确。
You're going to prove how accurate this scripture in Romans 7.
立志行善由得我。
What I want to do, I do not do.
行出来由不得我。
What I do not want to do, I keep on doing it.
我做的我自己不如的。
I don't understand why I am doing it.
当我要行善的时候
，The good I want to do，
里面一个恶在叫我不要去做。
There is something in me that prevents me from doing it.
好苦啊
！I'm miserable.
这征战我又被恶的掳去了。
Again, I'm being taken over by my weakness.
所以说，如果祷告要正确
，If we are to have a proper attitude for prayer，
除了心态要对
，Not only do we need a proper attitude，
里面要破碎的。
We must be broken from within.
把老我要破碎。
Our old self must be broken.
把我们的罪性罪孽要破碎掉。
And the sinful self must be broken.
这些瑕疵要破碎。
All these bondage must be broken.
要不然你祷告这过程中间
，otherwise in our prayer
就会出了差池。
You're going to go on your own way.
可能不是今天
，may not be today.
因为我们还是有些自己的耐力。
We still have some discipline.
可能下个礼拜你就完全崩溃。
But by next week you will go straight.
因为你老我没有破碎。
Because the old self is still there.
神的旨意没办法彰显出来。
God's will cannot be manifested.
所以在希伯来书。
That's why in the book of Hebrew.
第四章。
In chapter 4.
11-12.
Verse 11 and 12.
他说神的道是圣灵的宝剑一样的。
He said the word of God is like a sword.
他要切入我们的骨骼骨髓。
It will pierce into the middle of our bone.
连我们里面的思念跟心意都能够看清楚。
So that the soul of man will be clearly revealed.
这样子才会破碎。
Only through that can our soul be broken.
是靠神的道。
It's through His word.
是圣灵的宝剑。
The soul of the Holy Spirit.
在我们心思里面去做一个很深入的切割。
So that it can pierce our spirit, our soul.
当我们这样子的老我。破碎的时候
，So when our old self are broken，
你我的祷告是跟神的心意经会连在一起。
Our prayer will be according to His will。
当你没有把老我破碎的时候
，Without our self being broken，
你第一看不清楚神的旨意
，You cannot recognize God's will。
就算看清楚了
，Even if you see it，
你不会顺服神的旨意
，You will not obey。
就算你想顺服
，Even if you are willing to obey。
长时间下来，你会失败。
In the long run, you will fail.
所以第二点，借着破碎
，through the brokenness，
神会更新我们。
God can renew us.
然后再重新建造
，so He can rebuild.
然后把我们中间成熟的一个主耶稣的心态、身量给造起来。
So He can bring us to maturity of Jesus Christ.
感谢神。
We praise Him.
这个阶段可以说是神。非常恩典，让我们值得珍惜的一个阶段。
This process is a great blessing from God.
不只是把我们心态调整
，Not only adjust our attitude，
把我们心中的品质也对齐。
It can begin to adjust our heart.
这时候你祷告的时候
，As you pray，
你发现神的意念是高过我们的意念。
You will realize His way is higher than your way.
神的道路是高过我们的道路。
His way is higher than our way.
因为如果不破碎
，without being broken，
你我的意念是地上的意念
，our soul will be the soul of the earth，
甚至于是罪恶的意念
，will be sinful thought，
自私
，so we selfish，
甚至于是有瑕疵
，with a lot of blemish。
当我们破碎以后
，after we are being broken，
哇，你看到我意念是这样子的地步
，you can see how lowly it is，
超越了老我看到了神的意念。
Only can we overcome our own self, can we see the will of God?
哇，那时候好美。
That would be amazing.
原来是在祷告、在等候的时候，原来是神有这个美意在其中。
As you pray, as you wait, you will see God's magnificent plan.
神说他要把心和心灵放在我们里面。
He said He will give you a new heart.
我相信这是一步，借着我们的祷告。
That is through the prayer.
他破碎我们的老我。
He will broken our old self.
心心跟心灵就慢慢成长，更加丰富。
So our heart, our spirit will become mature.
下次你我祷告我们的事。
As we pray, we want to begin to experience.
我们不要再求自己的思想里面的意念。
No longer our own way.
让我们超越。
Go beyond it.
你发现好处不在他之外。
Because not everything good comes only from God.
而且这时候你发现心中的平安喜乐会涌出来。
You want to feel the abundance of God's joy and peace.
最后讲到原来等候主。
Finally, on the third point, as we wait for him,
他建造我们的信心。
He will begin to build our faith.
这个信心，严格讲起来，是我们重生得救成圣的唯一的途径。
This faith is the only way we can reach maturity.
我们是因信称义。
We are saved by faith, justified by faith.
得到我们的新生命。
So we receive a new life.
因信成圣。
By faith we are sanctified.
因为我们是因于信也止于信。
From faith to faith.
从一开始的小信心。
From that tiny faith.
慢慢成长变成不可摧毁的信心。
Will become a faith that is indestructible.
这就是我们一个成圣的道路。
That is the path of sanctification.
祷告还没有被垂听的时候。
When your prayer was not answered.
这过程中。
That process.
看起来是有些时候蛮煎熬的。
It looked like a great struggle.
有的时候也蛮痛苦。
It could be very painful.
甚至有的时候你会觉得这路程怎么那么长。
Sometimes you feel that why the waiting was so long.
这等候的时刻。
The time of waiting.
让我们更新。
So that we can renew.
重新得力。
We can renew our strength again.
真正把我们原来非常低的一些意念。
So that all these lonely soul of ours.
提升变成如鹰展翅上腾的意念。
Can be transformed like eagle.
相信你我当时如果被神这样子的提升起来。
As we have been lifted up by God.
你会突然认识这位神是如此的一个荣耀的神。
You will begin to see how glorious He is.
所以你我，我们今天必须要心中愿意跟神亲近，愿意将来操练我们的祷告。
That's why our heart must be willing to be disciplined, my God.
你我愿意这样子做吗
？Are you willing?
我们一起先做个祷告。
Let's actually pray.
让我们愿意说，我们从现在开始知道，哦，原来祷告的目的是认识神。
So that we can realize the reason for prayer is so that we can know Him better.
当我们在祷告还没有蒙垂听的时候
，Before our prayer is answered,
这是神恩典的时刻。
This is time of God's blessing.
让我们培养我们的心态
，So that we can adjust our attitude.
让我们破碎我们的老我
，We can break down our old selves.
当神重建我们的时候
，As God begins to rebuild us.
当我们信心越来越成熟的时候
，As our faith becomes more mature.
我们就真正认识这位神。
We can really get to know Him.
好，我们现在一起做祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的父神
，Dear Heavenly Father,
我们借着你的话语
，Through Your Word,
我们认识了你的旨意。
We come to know Your will.
祷告的目的是让我们认识神。
That we pray so that we can know You.
借着日常生活很多的问题
，Through many problems that we face.
当我们祷告的时候
，When we pray to You,
我们知道你会以最好的方式成就的。
We know You will answer in the best way.
我们这时候就愿意匍匐在你面前。
Humbly bow down before you.
虽然有些日常生活的困难。
As we face our daily difficulties.
有些瓶颈需要突破。
There are so many battles that need to break through.
人生的方向也要需要确定。
We want to focus on the right direction in our life.
甚至我们人生的意义需要你来教导我们。
We need you to teach us again the purpose for our life.
人生是这样一个复杂的一个图片。
In this complicated situation.
不是只是解决我们日常问题就可以。达到最后的标准。
Not just to resolve our daily problems.
那是一个整片神的计划。
So we can see the whole plan of God.
求神来帮助我。
We ask for your help.
今天求神赐给我一个愿意祷告的心。
Give us a heart that we are willing to pray.
这个祷告的心就是我们要培养出来。
The heart of prayer is what we seek.
知道神是我们唯一的帮助。
So that we know you are our only help.
我们必须认识这位神。
We want to know you.
事情神是一定会按照他的心意成就的。
Because we know you accomplish what you will in our life.
而且他的成就是最好的计划。
And that will be the best for us.
就让我们在过程中间被神破碎。
May that process our old self will be broken.
被神重建。
That we can be rebuilt.
更是得到更丰盛的生命。
so that we can do have that abundant life.
让我们能够在信心上被神建造起来。
So in faith we be built up.
把荣耀归给神。
And we give all the glory.
神来帮助我们，让我们弟兄姊妹彼此扶持的来为教会祷告。
So that we get together, come to pray for each other and
the church. 为我们自己祷告。
Pray for ourselves.
也为我们自己家庭孩子们祷告。
Our family for our children.
也要为万人求，因为神要我们传福音到地极。
Also pray for all people for you to also share the gospel.
让这个殿成为万人祷告之地。
May this temple be a house of prayer.
我们这样祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的圣
名。We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 那我们现在最后一个是讲到是认识神的途径。那我们操练一些祷告，我们对。
The final point is discipline of prayer.
既然是认识神。
Since prayer is to know God.
而且祷告是生命的表现。
It's also a manifestation of our spiritual life.
所以祷告的操练就是操练我们认识神。
So the prayer is to discipline us to know God.
所以可以得到更丰盛的生命。
So that we can receive that abundant life.
因此。
Therefore.
我们来思想几个。
There are several points I want to share with you.
我们在操练的时候，第一要敬畏神。
Before our discipline, we first come devoted to Him.
一定要在神的面前谦卑下来。
We must first humble ourselves before Him.
要知道有些事情我们永远不会了解。
We must realize there are many things we can never understand fully.
因为传道书第三章有说。
Because in the book of Ecclesiastes, it teaches us.
神造万物。
There is a time for everything.
各按其时成为美。
There is a proper time so that all will become good.
可是神从始至终的作为，人不能参透。
But who can fathom the heart of God?
所以我们祷告的时候，要一个谦卑的心。
That's why we come humbly before Him to pray.
可是神不是不让我们知道。
Not that God do not want us to know.
生命记二十九章二十九节。
In the book of
有些隐秘的事情
而言 Hidden thing belong to God
那个只有到最后到神里面才会知道
Only when we reach the end God will reveal to us
只有神的恩典中他才会让我们知道
Only through His grace will we come to realize
可是明显的事
But the obvious thing
神所教导要我们知道的事情
The thing that He has shown us and told us
是属于我们的
These things belong to us
我们要遵守它
We must obey them.
所以我们在祷告中先首先知道这一点。
First, we must realize these two facts.
我给你们两个实例。
I give you two examples.
第一个实例是在加州很久以前认得一位老公。
A lady that I know in California.
跟你我一样。
She was one like us.
到美国为了生活。为了我们的这些 养家育孩，对不对？
She come to America to have a better life, a better family.
这家就慢慢把家庭建立起来。
So she build a family.
也慢慢富裕起来。
They become more rich.
所以生活都没有问题。
The life is upward.
你我只要慢慢做，都是有神给你的特别的恩典。
These are things that we all can receive.
可这过程中间。
However, in the process,
他两个孩子
two children.
后来就吸毒，然后去赌博。
One took drugs, and the other one became a gambler.
我第一次去探访这位伯母。
The first time I went to visit her,
她那时候流泪就祷告。
She was praying and in tears.
她那时候她说真的没有办法，只有靠神，心态，只有神。
There's nothing I can do now. I can only depend on God.
她试了所有方法，都好像该。可以行的都不行。
She said everything I can, I tried.
你说爱吗？她很爱她孩子。
She loved her children.
你说孩子其实也是想往好的地方走。
Even the children want to turn good.
长话短说。
When we summer.
我每次加州跟她谈的时候。
Every time I went to California.
转眼十年过去。
Very good, ten years passed.
十年的祷告，孩子真的改。
After 10 years.Her children have changed.
他自己都不知道孩子怎么改。
He did not even realize how the children have changed. Changed.
他感谢赞美神。
He can only thank God.
因为他完全他的心态知道只有神可以帮助他。
Because she realized only God can do this.
他自己破碎，他自己都不要，他只要他孩子。
She just want to pray and for her children.
所以这位后来他感谢赞美神。
So in the end, she was full, so with thanksgiving.
可是她容不容易？很不容易。
But this has been hard time.
十年的祷告是多么长的一个日子。
So over 10 years, she prayed for that.
她中间有没有失望的时候？有啊。
There were many times she was disappointed.
她中间有没有觉得这前面就是这样子，不会改变
？In between, she thought there's no way.
她常常这样想，在她的祷告继续祷告。
But she keep on praying.
这是一个 case.
This is one actual case.
另外一个 case.
Another example.
是我们教会。
Is in our church.
我有一次，因为她孩子，这位是老非常尊敬的一位老伯母。
This is a old sister.
她的孩子后来得到癌症。
A child have cancer.
她为她孩子祷告。
She prayed for him.
当然，这过程中间细节很多，哇，非常的在神的面前忠心的祷告。
This is a long story.
后来
，Finally，
这位神给她一个答案。
God gave her an answer.
说神的计划。
God's plan.
不是只是在人生的这个过程。
Not just for this life.
因为有一个奥秘的事情是在天上的。
Because there are mysteries that only belong to heaven.
他深信神在整个计划中有一个美好的计划。
He realized God have a whole plan.
他从里面重新得力，他得到力量。
She was able to renew her strength.
只有神做得到。
Something that we need to do.
因为这奥秘的是属于神的。
Because the mystery belongs to God.
我们必须要在神的面前谦卑下来。
We must humbly before.
在神里面绝对有答案。
Because there is the answer in.
可是在我们人生这个几十年里面，不见得完全都有答案。
That answer may not be explained in that 10 years.
所以我们必须要了解这个，在祷告中，这个中间必须在谦卑在神面前。
That's why we must be humble before.
这位神。
This God.
这节经文实际上出现了好几处，耶利米也说过这句，他常常给我们一些秋雨。
God gave us the autumn rain.
一些春雨。
The spring rain.
他按时间浇灌。
In proper time he watered the earth.
哇，你们教会的种的蔬菜真好。
The vegetable from your garden.
韭菜各种菜，哇，不得了。我记得冬天有萝卜出来都那么大的。
You gave some of the vegetable so big.
都是神所赐的，按时赐的春雨秋雨。
All these receive proper rain, the spring rain and the autumn rain.
我们从农作物看到。
From the crops.
其实你我。
Even for you and I.
神就在不同的时段赐下你。
God gives proper rain,
秋雨的春雨秋雨来帮助我们成
长。He sends spring rain, the autumn rain to nurture us.
我相信借着祷告。
That is through the prayer.
接着我们今天所讲的这个祷告的一些认识。
Through what we share about prayer.
我相信我们在中间会得到的春雨秋雨。
You will receive the spring rain and the autumn rain.
因为神是这样的爱我们。
Because He loves us.
所以必须超越我们自我，刚刚讲过。
We mentioned we have to overcome ourselves.
因为他的道路高于我们的道路。
Because His way are higher than our way.
他的意念高于我们的。
His soul are higher than ours.
最后一个大家勉励的就是。
Finally, I want to encourage each other.
当我们破碎。
As we are being broken.
培养了我们的心态。
We have a proper attitude.
意思就是我们进到灵的深处。
We can go deep into the spiritual life.
那你我要好好操练这个。
This is something we must discipline.
因为当我们软弱的时候，不知道怎么祷告。
When we are weak, we do not know how to pray.
甚至我们不知道我们是软弱。
We do not even realize we are weak.
所以祷告也是觉得无力。
So very often you are too weak to pray.
可是我们确知。
But we know for sure.
我们也确信。
We also surely believe.
圣灵已说不出的叹息在为我们祷告。
That the Holy Spirit is praying for us.
当我们的心态准备好。
When our heart is properly prepared.
当我们破碎了我们自老我的想法。
As we come humbly broken before Him.
去敬畏神，仰望神。高超的意念
，We look to His will。
这个时候
，At that time，
我们借着灵可以听到圣灵为我们祷告的声
音。Through the Spirit, we can hear the praying of the Holy Spirit。
他的意念会慢慢取代我们自己的意念。
His thought will begin to replace our thought。
这是一个神的恩典。
This is God's blessing。
因为我们原来意念是很低很低。
Because our thoughts are very lowly。
当你到灵的深处，圣灵的意念。取代我们自己 已经是多么的高潮呢？
When we reach the depth of spiritual life, His soul will begin to replace our soul.
所以我们要靠着圣灵彼此代求。
That's why we want to pray for each other in the spirit.
那我们从现在开始，我们就真的好好操练祷告。
Starting today, we discipline ourselves to pray.
我知道贵教会现在正要快要建又开始建堂的建筑了。
I know you are in construction now for your sanctuary.
感谢神，神的恩典，恩典已经看到了。
I can see God's grace on you already.
大家同心合意的信心，神也看到了。
And with one heart and one faith, we can start to see.
往前走有没有困难？
Are they going to be difficult ahead?
一定有。
For sure.
会不会有征战？
Are they going to be battle?
一定有。
It will surely come.
任何神的圣功一定有征战。
Every work of God involves battles.
一定有困难的。
Involves difficulty.
因为神要我们准备好我们祷告的心。
Because God wants to prepare our heart for prayer.
让我们真的知道，只有向神的来求是唯一的途径。
Only when we pray is the only way out.
当把我们老我破碎的时候
，Are we broken our old self？
教会弟兄姊妹真正合一的时候
，As all the brothers and sisters come together，
有一个同一个意念来服侍的时候
，With one heart and one will we want to serve。
所以圣经里面有一句话说
，That's why the Bible says teach us。
当我们同心合意的兴旺福音
，When we come together with one heart to spread the gospel，
这是荣耀神的事。
This is the time when God will be glorified。
而且福音必然会兴旺
，and the gospel will be spread，
因为大家把自己老我都破碎
，because we all come with our broken self，
所以当我们往前走的时候
，as we move forward，
神在这边有一个非常高超的意念
，God have a love way for us，
当我们讨论我们的意念的时候
，as we share our thoughts，
要用祷告的心
，we must come together with a heart prayer。
按照老我的意念绝对没法比的
，because we can never compromise with our old self。
我们必须要有祷告的心。
We must come with a prayer heart。
破碎了我们的老我的意念。
Broken our old self。
接上圣灵高超的意念。
Receive God's lofty spirit。
这时候大家一起的同心的主内的讨论。
So that you can discuss together with one heart in the spirit.
更献上祷告。
With prayer.
这就是神恩典的时刻。
That is the time of God's blessing.
因为当我们祷告
，As we pray,
就进入了祷告未蒙垂听的时刻。
We will receive His answer.
你我的祷告
，Our prayer.
一祷告
，When you pray,
就进入神的恩典的时刻。
You will enter God's blessing.
这过程中间，我们就好好的操练。
In that process, we will be disciplined.
神的意念彰显。
That God's word will be manifest.
所有祷告的人
，Everyone who pray，
就认识了我们这位崇高、神圣，也是爱我们的神。
We'll begin to know this holy God who loves you.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
慈爱的父神
，Dear Heavenly Father，
让你的话语真的从灵里面来教导我们。
May your word teach us through our spirit.
让我们从今天开始
So starting today,
调整我们祷告的心态
Adjust our heart to pray.
让我们知道祷告的目的是为了认识神
So in our prayer, we know that we want to know you more.
成就事情
Accomplish the thing
是神早就要成就
Is what you want have in mind.
让我们祷告的时候
So when we pray,
当神成就了
You will accomplish your word.
每一位祷告的人就认识神
That all of us will come to know you more.
事情成就了，我们来荣耀神。
So as we come to accomplish, we can glorify you.
求神帮助我们。
We ask for your help.
让我们在任何时刻有一个祷告的心智。
So we can come with you with heart of prayer.
培养我们祷告的心态。
Teach us to pray.
破碎我们的老我。
Broken our old self.
更新建造我们。
Renew and build us up.
让我们的信心如金晶一样的被操练出来。
So our faith will be purified.
让我们在这神圣道路上。
In this walk with over the path of sanctification.
弟兄姊妹，我们彼此扶持。
That we will encourage one another.
借着神的话语。
By your word.
借着祷告。
Through the prayer.
我们彼此扶持的成长。
We can help each other to grow.
这样祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray and ask all these in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.